I'm joined by Jacqueline Goodman. She is a naturalist for Des Moines County. She is headquartered out at Stars Cave. We now have Marcus Knack, who was the naturalist, that he's been moved to the environmental education coordinator. Jacqueline is joining me today, and we're talking about things that are coming up. And Jacqueline, first off, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I am from Mount Pleasant, and I'm living in Mediapolis now. And I started here at Stars Cave in March, and I finally got on with the county at the beginning of October.
Where did you go to? Where'd you go to school to get the background into being a naturalist?
Yeah, so I started out at Kirkwood in Cedar Rapids doing the Parks and Natural Resource Program. And after that, I just did a whole bunch of different seasonal type of jobs to try and figure out what in the world I wanted to do.
Okay, and you're doing it now. You're the naturalist for Des Moines County. And again,
yes.
You've got, and again, headquartered out of Stars Cave, you've got a number of other events that are coming up, including Veterans Day Friday, the 11th. Going to be a chilly day, especially a chilly night. And Stars Cave Nature Center is, you've got a Fire Food Friday. What is that all about? Can you explain that?
Yeah, so I discovered these little cast iron cookers when I was camping a couple of years ago, and they make the best mini pizzas. And I thought, November is kind of cold, so let's do some fire food. And I just want to show people how to make these so they can make them either when they're at home or the next time they're out on a camping trip.
Now, you said you make these mini pizzas, so where do you put the pizza? Do you put the pizza in the kettle? Is that what you do, or in the...
So it's like these little cast iron cookers, and they come together. So it kind of makes like a little pie type thing.
Okay.
So you put two pieces of bread on the outside, and then you put your filling in the middle, you know, pizza sauce, cheese, and whatever toppings you'd like.
And then just cook, right?
Yeah, and then you just put it in the fire and turn it a couple times, and they come out pretty good.
Wow, okay. Homemade pizza, mini pizzas. You have the supplies to make some things. Now, you've got a $3 cash fee to join the event.
Yes, a $3 cash fee, and registration is required, and you can do that by calling the Stars Cave Nature Center.
319-753-5808. And you're also going to have hot chocolate and s'mores available.
Yes, we sure are.
And again, a fire will be going to keep you warm as well. Fire Food Friday is happening this week. Now, you've got another event that's happening on Monday the 14th. It is a sunset hike beginning at 4:30. That will be the starting point, will be the shelter house next to Stars Cave. But you're going to be what, doing about a 3-mile long hike? Is that right?
Yeah, I would like to make it out to the prairie and back. I think we would have a really good view of the sunset from out there.
All right. And again, there is no registration or fee required for the event. Just a program basically come out at about, 4:30 on Monday, and program, you should be pretty much done, pretty much out of there by about 5:30. Is that right?
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Sunset hike, that's on Monday, and you've got a scavenger hunt. That is taking place Saturday the 19th of one scavenger hunt at Stars Cave. So how does that work?
So basically I'm going to be making a list of different fall-type themed things that you could find out in the park. So when people come, I will be giving them this list and then sending them out on the trail to try and check everything off the list and see if they can find it all.
Okay, so it's a natural scavenger hunt, and that's going on.
Yes.
Now, that gets underway at 1 o'clock on Saturday the 19th. And again, you just simply, is there any cost or any fee for this one?
No registration or fee required for the scavenger hunt.
All right. Again, enjoy the fall weather. Hopefully we'll have a little warmer weather by next weekend. But again, it's it's November. The weather can change. It can change from it's pretty much a, I always say November is sort of the all season month, because it can really cover the whole spectrum, can't it?
It really can. Yes.
All right. Anyway, Jacqueline Goodman, congratulations on being the naturalist for Des Moines County. And again, all of the other things. If they want more information about these events, they can what, just give you a call, or can they find these events online?
Yeah, so they can absolutely call the Nature Center and either talk to us or leave us a message and we'll get back to them. Or you can find us on Facebook also.
All right.
Under Stars Cave Nature Center.
All right, Jacqueline Goodman, thank you so much for joining me today. Have a great time, okay?
Thanks.